Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
All right, Tricky Ricky, take us away. Good evening, good evening, good evening, race fans from far and wide. This is your host, Tricky Rick, with my co-host and engineer, Mick. How you doing this evening, sir?
All right, what about yourself?
All right, it's been a day. It's been a week.
I heard that.
It's been a week since Friday, I must say. Well, hopefully today we're going to get into some of the action that took place over the weekend, some of the drama, some of the confusion, and some upcoming possible races without some drama, hopefully.
I'd like to see that happen.
Yeah, really. Today, if we have time, I have talked to Rock, a.k.a. the Bounty Hunter, and Mr. William Brown, who were in a heated discussion since Sunday about who left the starting line first at Buzz Creek Sunday, even though William Brown lost the race due to his car moving towards the center line. They do have a video up on it. A video of the race up on Grudge Inc., also on Grudge Racer. And Mr. Dolomite put up a video in slow motion. And, man, I tell you, it's still hard to tell who left first. Both cars squatted at the same time. And it's really hard to tell. The first video I saw, I thought I saw a Rock move, but then after seeing the slow-mo video of the cars from the left rear across from Rock's car across to William Brown's car, it's really hard to tell which car moved first. So we're going to have those guys on. And
what was the race?
Huh?
What was the race that there's an issue with who left first?
Well, the issue was that William Brown said he was a killer on the tree.
Okay.
Rock said, you know, he can kill people on the tree too, and he proved his point. So the debate is who left first. But looking
okay.
at the video, you can't honestly tell looking at the video. I wasn't there to see the race. I had left by that point. But like I said, the first video I saw, it looked like Rock left first. But then when Dolomite put up his video, with the slow-mo on it, it's really hard to tell which car moved first because they look like they both moving at the same time. So we was going to let them get on and, you know, talk about that, talk about, you know, their race and what went on, and we're going to do a rematch in that. And Mr. Troy Henderson, he had a little issue against Mario's Mustang with Mike Hill behind the wheel. He did a burnout, and as he was coming out the burnout, you heard this loud, disturbing metal-on-metal clunk sound. Don't know what it was. So I've been trying to reach him. Hopefully we can get him on today, and he can let the fans know exactly what happened to him. But listen to the Post-Op Joe show earlier today. Post-Op Joe said he would be at the June 16th race. So hopefully we can get him on and see what he got to say. But right now we're going to go to the phone lines, take some calls, and see where the show leads us at today. I don't have much of a topic. Actually, I don't have a topic at all. We're just going to battle it out and see what happens today.
All right, let's find with us. 732-455-57, your mic is open.
Get guys from the GRF, man. Just listening in, like I said, supporting the show and what's going on in the surrounding areas and, you know, just being on the line, see what's happening.
All right, Roger. Not too much so far. It was a sour weekend for me, as you know, but we're gonna get into that in a hot minute. If you
yeah,
can.
Yeah.
Hold fast real quick before we take off with the show. I would like to get this out of the way because I know my man said he was busy. Hopefully, if he's on the line. Hey, Mick, did you see 717-1548?
No, I don't. I have another 717 with the hand raised, though.
Okay, click that. That may be him.
All right. 717-2710, your mic is open.
Hey, Ricky, what's up?
Ah, yeah, that's him. How you doing, sir?
Oh, not too bad.
Not too bad. Okay. Hey, Mick, is Jay available to get on with us real quick?
Not at this moment. Give me a minute, and I'll try to get in touch with him.
All right. How you doing, Mr. Eric Vandrew?
Oh, we're hanging in, man. How about y'all?
We doing good. Would you like to tell the race world how your racing went again for you this past Saturday at Cowboys Raceway?
Well, at first we weren't too good, but we got it together at the end, and we hung in with another 525. Everybody else was slipping, and then I had to race you in the final, and I didn't think it was going to go my way. If you remember, I tried to make a deal with you, but
right.
somehow it worked out for me. I couldn't be any happier. It was my birthday, Memorial Day weekend, two in a row. It don't get no better.
Don't get no better.
No, yeah, that was the icing.
That's what I told you in the lane. For those who don't know, Mr. Eric Vandrews won the Outlaw Pro Street Last Man Standing Grudge Inc. race Saturday at Capital Raceway, defeated me in the final. Mr. Vandrews is new to the group. Second race into the season, and he's won both races and still holding on to the Grudge Inc. belt. So, as he said, it was his birthday, Memorial Day weekend. He got a bonus. They put a bounty on my head. Whoever knocked me off got a New York ribeye steak from Jimmy Reardor, if I'm saying his name right. If I'm not, I hope you don't curse me out. Reardor, that's it. Reardor, Jimmy Reardor. He has the 71 Nova from New York. So Mr. Reardor put a bounty on my head for whoever was to knock me off to get this New York ribeye steak. So
let me tell you.
Eric got the steak. He got the belt. He got the cash. He got it all.
The victory never tasted any better.
I'm sure it didn't. That steak looked good in that picture.
Oh, man, was it. It was real good. Yep. Jimmy knows where to get his meat, I guarantee you.
Okay. That's good, man. I'm glad you're enjoying running with the group. And glad that you got the two victories. I was chasing that belt. I was getting a little pissed off that your buddy was walking around flexing with the belt on. I said, I'm getting my belt back today. I'm gonna get that belt. And things just didn't work out my way, but it's cool. It's racing. That's what happens.
Yep, that's racing, Ricky. Yeah, my guys, they hammered up a little bit. They was having fun with themselves down there. We don't mean to offend anybody.
No, you didn't. You didn't. Trust me. It was all in fun. It was just, the competitive nature for me. I just, I wanted to win, but things just didn't go my way, so it happened.
Yeah. No, you'll get your turn. I tell you, if I would win anymore, it just would be great, but. I'm very happy to this point. I really am. For just coming on board and doing that, I figure y'all's probably hoping that wishing you'd never see me now.
Well, I can tell you what, you earned your hand now, Eric. Nobody's laying down for you. And I was definitely going for it, even though I detuned the car a little bit there, but you got the win. Congratulations to you. And I'm happy for you, and I'm glad that you're happy racing with it.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah. What happened to you? Did you get a little loose there, did you?
No. What actually happened was my fuel pump was leaking, which I just found out yesterday because we just got to mess with the car. The elbow on the bottom of the fuel pump had come loose, I guess, due to vibration.
Right.
So when I did the burnout and I backed up, where I stopped that to purge the nitrous and bang it through the motor, yet the fuel pump had leaked out a great amount of fuel on the ground right there. And then I pulled forward, and I pulled into the puddle of fuel.
Uh-huh.
On top of me being too far inside of the groove.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, when I left the line, it just blew the tires off right at the hit. I got out of it, got back on it, trying to catch you. It trucked on down through there and had the front end up in the air, going into second gear, and then it just backfired. I had a big backfire come out the hood.
Uh-huh.
So we just shut it down, pulled the plugs, put the car back in the trailer, and like I said, we just got to mess with it yesterday. So
you're all right and back running?
It's running. It ain't healthy. So if you stay on the show, you'll hear what I got to say about that here in a little while.
Okay.
I called some people out yesterday. But no, it ain't healthy. But I'm gonna knock the bottom out of it trying to get around it.
I hear you. I hear you. Yeah.
So, I got an engagement now on the 23rd, so I know Mr. Reardon is going to be a little upset about that because we did sync on and I told him I'd be up there. But my engagement is a little more important and meaningful, so I have to do that.
So you ain't going to the next one?
No, I won't be able to make it to the next race.
Okay. Huh. Well, we're going to miss you.
You won't have to worry about me.
Okay. Well, that's one out of the way already.
Yeah, that's one out of the way.
Well, we got James and a couple other guys. Yeah. Well, we'll just have to see. I've never run up at this new media raceway. I'm going to check it out.
I haven't either. I haven't been there. I'm just learning about it from Larry. And,
uh-huh.
I guess I got to make it there later on in the year, but my situation to come up on that same day is a little more important. So,
I hear
a lot
you.
More important. So I got to do that.
You ain't getting married, are you?
No, not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna go. We're gonna go.
All right.
I don't know anything else to tell you, just other than I'm just, you know, happier than a pig and you know what right now. Hopefully I can hold on to this thing.
Okay.
You know. Yeah. Still
but,
just can't
well,
believe it.
It happens. I'm glad that you're happy and having fun. But
I am.
If you don't mind, like I said, just stay with us. Hold your phone. We got a couple more callers on the line, so I want to get these callers in, and it should get real greasy here in a little while. So,
okay,
just sit back and enjoy the ride.
I hear you. Like I said, appreciate you having me on. Everybody, take her easy, and maybe when we talk to you again.
Yeah. No, we will.
Okay.
But if you don't have to go, just mute your phone and listen in. And we're gonna keep on going for right now.
I hear you. Okay.
All right, Jim. All right, thanks, Eric.
All right, we'll see you, Regan, everybody. Take it easy.
Uh-huh. Okay, Mick, who we have next?
All right. 804-0433. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Rick?
What's happening?
Hey, this is Pete. I was calling to address the issue with the Cobalt. What that did was it just pulled the stand, the rock on stand on the head. So I guess that was just like a little minor fix. So probably this week or next week it should be fixed. So he'll be back up and running real soon with the Cobalt, the charge dog with the Cobalt. That was the clanging note that he heard. It pulled the rock stand on the head and keep the rock, you know, knock the rock and everything off.
Wow, okay, all right. Well, that ain't too bad. I mean, that's bad, but... Again, he in the same boat I was in. He was a little better off than me because he broke actually during the race, but he still had to pay a hefty deposit.
Yeah, it was better rate than going down the track, I guess. It could have been worse.
Yeah, as you know, I had to come down there, as I just explained to Eric. I had that backfire Saturday night,
So I had to come and see you guys, Kenny and J.C. Richardson, and pay the deposit money to them because I couldn't make the call. So it's racing that happens. We don't like it, but you know, it's a part of the game.
Yeah.
If you're gonna play, you got to pay when it don't go your way. But it is what it is. So if you can, Pete, thank you for that information. Just hold on the line for us here, and it's gonna get real interesting here shortly. But let us get some more calls. That call to me.
Where?
804-5399. Your mic is open.
Tricky Ricky.
Yes, sir.
You know who this is, don't you?
Sound like some old dude I know.
Yeah, that's an old dude.
What's up, Mr. JC?
You was up. I'm waiting on you.
You still waiting on me? Well.
Yeah, I've been waiting 2 years. It ain't gonna hurt to wait another year.
Nah, you ain't gonna be waiting on another year.
How long I gotta wait?
You might not have to wait until next week. I mean, you know, since y'all don't. I mean, if you want to come up here Sunday, you can come Sunday.
Well.
Huh?
Sunday.
Uh huh. Yeah, Sunday. Buzz free. Mhm.
Well, you can come to dinner with it Saturday.
Hey, nah, I'm working hey, Saturday. Rick. Yeah.
I think Buzz Free got a bike race this weekend. If I am mistaken, you might want to check on that. I think they may got a bike race this weekend. I'm not sure though. That's what I heard.
They got a Grudge Fest and didn't win it Saturday.
Yeah, I'm working Saturday.
Well, I can make it worth your while.
Huh?
I can make it worth your while.
What's worth my while?
You name it.
Well, you said you make it worth my while. You tell me what you got in mind. My partner's listening to the show, so you tell me if it's. You invite me to come down to your show. I'm telling you, I got to work.
Well, so, we can run a 5,000.
Well, hello? Hey, David, if you hear what he's saying, text me, please. Okay. All right. Well, you just hold your horse. I'm gonna wait for my constituents.
God damn! You won't sell it a while ago.
Just hold fast and wait for my constituents to text me to let me know he hear what you're saying, and then
okay,
I'm gonna give you your answer.
I ain't going nowhere.
That's good. All right, Mick, give me another call.
804-8238. Your mic is open. 804-8238. Your mic is open.
What's your number?
Oh.
That bitch wanted to stamp.
Well, I want to say this is a DMV, DC, Maryland, Virginia. So there's too many of y'all goddamn VA boys calling in now. I don't have no Maryland supporter. What's going on here? Everybody calling from Virginia. Oh. Who else we got, Mick?
All right. 301-0353. Your mic is open.
Hey, Tricky Ricky.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I ain't doing too good, but they done backed me up in the corner, and I'm mad, and I'm ready to go to war one way or another.
Don't get mad. Get glad. Just get something and put it on them. That's all you got to do.
I'm trying to get glad. I'm trying to do something tomorrow, but Mother Nature don't seem like she's going to want to cooperate with us. So chance of rain went from 70% to all out 100% for tomorrow. So,
oh,
yeah,
man, okay. Yeah, this is Bill Tolson from Capital Raceway.
Hey, what's up, Billy? I appreciate you calling in, man. Now you get a taste of the flavor of what we got going on and, you know, how it's going to benefit the area and all.
Well, I like what I hear so far. This is my first time calling, and first time listening, and I like it.
All right, well, that's good. I appreciate you calling in, man. That means a lot.
Yeah, well, I'm going to call some more. This is my first time. I'm going to try to talk to Geneva and get you, and when we do that Top Dog Fever in October, if we can work it out, we'll do some match racing between you two.
Okay, that'll work.
Yes, sir. But I just wanted to holler at you. I like this, and I'm just going to sit back and listen now.
Okay. Just hit the mute on your phone. But you know, like you said, stay with us and listen on. It's going to get interesting. It's going to heat up. And
okay.
20 minutes in the show. We got a lot longer to go.
Okay. All right. Hit mute, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Billy.
Talk to you later.
All right. Next caller, Nick.
Where's my
man at?
4-3-9-6-8-1
Your mic is open. No,
yeah,
yeah,
it is Robert.
Hey, Rick. Yeah.
You got some
background noise with you.
It's kind of
hard to hear what you're saying.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
You got this stuff together. I'm running all the balls over here now. This is Robert. I'm gonna tell Shaq, come here. I mean, what are you running for? You know.
Robert, what the hell you say?
I said, from this shit. He wants to come on here next week. Shaq, the
fuck. Hold up, Robert.
You got
to go somewhere where ain't no background noise. Bad enough I can't understand what you're saying.
Let me holler like a bitch. I'm saying, Sacrifice, he told me he can run 2 cities. Y'all put any kind of money y'all got in one, goddamn, he's coming for you. But I said you can't talk with Rick.
Okay, who is that you say coming?
Shane from Wilson, North Carolina.
Shaq Attack?
Yeah, Shaq Attack.
Well, Shaq Attack, a chassis car, man. I mean, you know, we probably line him up with somebody, but I can't do nothing with Shaq Attack. I ain't running no chassis car.
Okay.
We can probably put the Alley Boys on him.
Well, you put the Alley Boys on, okay? Coming in next week.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to see if Alley Boys on, and we're going to come back to you. Just mute your phone for me and keep listening. And if Alley Boys get on, we'll let them on, and you can talk to them about that, all right?
Okay.
All right. Okay, Nick. That was interesting. Next call.
804-7584. Your mic is over.
It's too long, Johnny.
Hey, hold on. Robert.
I'm muted. Don't worry about it. I'm muted, Mike.
Okay.
804-7584. Your mic is open. All right, going to the next caller.
Wait a minute, what was that? 804 what?
7584.
Gene Stevens.
Hold
up. Gene,
call
you there?
Drop.
Okay, go ahead.
It's call drop. 540-7142, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Ricky? You know, it's the other old man.
Oh, yeah. The man who talked about me terribly on camera. God damn.
Okay.
How you doing, John?
I'm good, bro. How you doing?
I'm holding on. Oh, I'm holding on.
All right. You calm down yet?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. All right.
I took my medicine last night after I got home.
Okay, good. Glad to hear that. Look at here. I know we talked earlier today. You said it'd be hard for you to get down to VMP at Joe's race or whatever, but if at all possible, I want to run you and I want to run Chris Butler the same night, which is probably going to be the 8th. Probably going to be raining out tomorrow. If it rains out tomorrow, I want you in the 8th, and I want Chris Butler in the quarter mile.
Where, at Capitol?
Nope. That's DMP.
The 8th is on a Friday?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. The owner of the car was for the fire department, so, you know, that's kind of hard to do. What'd you say?
That's why you got to leave.
Say that again?
That's why you got to leave. You can't make that kind of money working at the fire department.
Oh, wait. I work in the barbershop. That man work in the fire department. I ain't got nothing to do with his schedule. The only thing I can do now is relay the message.
Okay.
And see if he can get off. But that's it. I don't control that.
Okay. Because sound like you want to do something. And if you can, that's what I'm willing to do.
Okay.
I'm going to forward
that information to Mr. Butler right now.
Okay.
Because I know he's not home because he in the store.
Okay.
Drive all the way to Maryland, damn
it. Yeah. Hey, man.
I heard somebody in the background say they want us to drive all the way to Maryland. Yeah, drive all the way to Maryland.
Hey, we come to Maryland all the time. Come on, man. We got fans in Virginia, too.
That wasn't directed to you. That was whoever that was talking in the background said they wanted to drive to Maryland.
Oh. Well, that's what I propose, so let me know when you find out.
You said on the 8th, right?
Yeah. If it rains out tomorrow. If not, Joe, when's your next race?
If it rains tomorrow, we have one that the next Friday.
Right, but I mean, if it doesn't rain tomorrow, when is the next one?
First Friday in June. I mean, all
right,
July.
That's it right there.
First Friday in July.
Okay.
Trigger Rick.
If y'all do that, go ahead.
Trigger Rick.
Yeah.
If you put the car together, fix all the problems, and you can get all of us in one night.
That's not a problem.
You get all the Virginia boys in one day. Your ass going to be dragging when you head back to Maryland.
let me tell you something, JC, and I had to tell John this not too long ago. Class race a little more than the rest of them do, but I class race, okay? I can be ready to race every 30 minutes if I had to. Okay, so that's telling me that I can get all the cars in the same day and all that, da-da-da-da-da. That don't mean nothing to me.
Well, let's
I can run two cars in the same day. I would do it. And just from car to car.
Let's do it. Say the old man for last.
Okay. All right, well, look, I just got a text about you. Say he don't know if he can make it on a Saturday because he might have to work. They don't want to post no money, then they can't make it. So let me find out for definite, and then I'll get back to you on that. But that's what they just texted me back.
Well, find out what day they can be over. I'll get the track and rent it.
Wait. You ain't even got to rent no track. If you want to run that bad, you can come to the creek Sunday.
I've been up Sunday there one time. Break. You come down here and let it see how it feel like nothing.
All right, but you asking me to come somewhere on a time frame that, you know, may not be convenient for nobody to get off.
Didn't I just tell you, make it convenient, you let me know and I can get the track. Ain't that what I said?
Okay. All right.
Damn. Don't be so picky.
Hold on. Stay your old ass right there. Shut up. Hey, Nick. Hey, time in 732-3508 again, please.
What was the last four of that number?
3508.
I don't have that number in the queue, but I do have another 732 number in the queue.
Oh, I'm sorry. 732-4557. I'm sorry.
Well, I have both of them now, Ricky. Which one you want?
Either one don't matter.
All right. 732-4557. Your mic is open.
Tricky Ricky.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to lay something on your brain. I know
I have a very demanding job, too. I know you said the guy that was in on the car got a demanding job, so we're going to make this attractive. If you can make it to J.C. Richardson's show, we'll double the pot and double the VP. We'll do $1,000 on $4,000, and I know he ain't making $4,000 a day working at the fire department.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So you just let him know, you know, he can call out sick. You know, maybe he'll go home with $4,000 in his pocket. Tell him we'll do $1,000 on $4,000 if you make it to Joe Richardson's show. First Friday in July.
No, wait a minute.
So I know he ain't, I got a good job too, but I ain't making $4,000 a day.
Yeah, what's that? First, what date is that? That's the 8th, you said?
That's July the 6th, right?
Oh, you said July. I told you I can't wait that long, man.
Well, we can't come back up the road right now. We just left Maryland, man. They got a lot of other stuff going on. The earliest we can do something, if it don't happen tomorrow, is the first Friday in July. But I'm going to make it worth the wait, bro. You get $1,000 on $4,000, not $500 on
$2,000.
$1,000 on $4. So tell him I know July. He can call out sick for that.
July, what was that?
I think it's July 6th. Hold on one second. What's the
July
date?
July the 6th.
Yeah, July the 6th, the first Friday in July. He waited till then, he got $1,000 on $4,000.
No, you don't cut me out. I'm going to get some of that, too. I won't. What else
you
going to set on that $5,000?
You can get in that, but I'm just saying, this particular race he's talking about tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a separate
make
race.
I'm
on my
make,
own
I'm,
race.
Yeah,
so
well,
it
means.
All right, well, I tell you what, we'll work all that out, because one saying one, JC saying something else, and I ain't about to stand here and tell the text all
well,
that one time.
All JC saying, all JC saying, he just
want
to
race. That's what I'm saying. All right, that's cool. I'll find out that
well,
we can make it.
You hustle up like 10,000 and just bring it.
Uh-oh. Hey, Rick, you got the small block going to be there, too. You know we want that ass.
He ain't got to wait till next week, neither.
Man, you just calm down. Rick. You know you're working on the car so I can get it back up. Come on, man.
All right. Well, I mean, you can't jump out there talking. I told y'all last night, my car hurt. And I'm willing to knock the bottom out of the motherfucker to run y'all.
And I told you, if you want to blow yours up, that's fine. We're not going to do that. So that's on you. So everybody make their own decision. We choose not to knock the bottom
right.
of the house.
So in other words, what I'm saying to you, ain't no point in you getting on here telling me that the small block this and small block that when it ain't
but,
right.
Oh, but I said about July.
So that's your,
I back
that's your discretion. No, that's your discretion that you want, you know, you want to talk the talk about the car, but the car ain't ready. So if he ain't ready,
we're not going to that's just craziness.
Right. But still, if the car not ready, then you shouldn't even be talking about that car.
Let me check you now.
If you're coming out for July, the car will be back up and running. That's what I told you. I didn't say that. I said by July, it'll be back up and running. So we can stick the race on. That's what I
said. I mean, hell, we probably have both cars running by July. I mean, you know.
All right, well, that's good.
We run even one of them. It don't make a difference.
But that's in the near future. We talk about that's in the future. We talk about the near future, like now or next week.
Hey Rick.
See, this was the contradiction that John just said he wanted to run me and Chris next week if it rained out tomorrow. All right. So obviously that means that his car would be ready by next week. Whatever wrong with it, it would be ready by next week.
That's right.
And you talk about July. I ain't trying to wait till July. I can't wait till July.
Oh, but this, you can get it next week. You can get it next week and July.
That's fine.
We can solve that.
That makes no never mind to me.
Ricky.
I don't think you're gonna want it after the first one, but if you do, all right. I'm not gonna be like Styles and say, oh no, I don't want to run you because I already.
Well, when we lock it in, I'm gonna bet you on the gap.
Cool.
Tricky Ricky.
Yes, sir.
It's not about the cars being ready. It's not all about the cars being ready. It's the fact that these guys just left Maryland. And, you know, we got events and all coming up. And 4 weeks is not long, you know what I'm saying? It give you time, if your car is hurt, it give you time to get it back healthy, too. I mean, $4,000 is a lot of money to lose running a car that's not healthy. So if you can wait 4 weeks, you got time to have yours back healthy and defend that $4,000. It ain't all about the car being ready. These guys don't feel that they should have to travel back to Maryland. We just left Maryland.
I understand that.
So
again, all I got to do is get a schedule conflict worked out that we can make it deal. That's it.
All right. Well, that sounds good.
That's what I'm talking about.
That sounds good. $1,000 on $4,000 if we're doing it at Joe Richardson show.
That's fine.
Okay. And then Joe Richardson won his own race, too. Now, we can work that amount out now, too, or you want to wait till later?
So you saying y'all want me to run him twice? Or this all going to be
no,
on one
no, 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 no. You had a run with Kenny for $500 on $2,000.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you that same race for $1,000 on $4,000. And then after that race, if you want to run Joe Richardson, now's the time to talk about what you want to run him for, and we're going to do that too.
So Rick, what he's telling you is that you got to back time that same race for $4,000. That's what he's telling you.
Same race.
Oh, now you got me saying you're
first
talking
ride,
about
first ride,
talking
first
about
ride in July. July the 6th.
Nah, I keep it at the 2,000 where we at.
All right, well, cool. So you want to, so cool, no problems. You want to do 2,000 on JC too?
Yeah.
All right, you got it. First Friday in July, Virginia Motorsports, no, you got both races, 2,000.
I'm not trying to change all that. You know what I mean? That's too much changing right there. Just keep everything the way it was. I don't mind going up another 500 for JC.
All right.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, so you're saying, well, you'll do both of them for $2,000?
Yeah.
All right, that's what's up. But they want this to happen at VMP. We're not coming back to Maryland right now. We're not going to be back in Maryland until July 14th. We'll be at Capitol July 14th.
Okay. I give with my people if they ain't already on the line listed. I ain't got no text yet, so...
We'll make it real attractive. We lose, we have your gas money and all that good shit, man. We'll make it real attractive for him. He ain't going to be hurting if he win.
All right. Well, sounds good to me. Any one of y'all that got anything else to say?
Check with your boss.
What?
Check with your boss.
Okay. Next call to Mick.
All right.
Check with my ball.
301-6436. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Hello, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
What's up, Rick? This is 301 boy.
What's happening?
Hey, I see Virginia got the chest poked out.
Yeah, man. They
that's
deserve all I can say. Yeah.
They deserve it. They stood up.
Yeah, they did. They did.
But what they going to do in 8 weeks when Baldy come? Or what Maryland going to do?
That's a tough one. I mean,
what did he just say?
What y'all going to do
I said, is there everybody going to stand up once the South come back again in 8 weeks?
Yeah, when Barley gets here, he got to run with that black and blue Camaro. As long as he's running, we're going to run it. When he get back, and he get up here on the fourth.
Oh, okay, that's cool. So it's already worked out.
Yeah, we already talking. As long as the car running, we're going to run it. I mean, it is what it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to add to that, the race is in the works for Mississippi Joe and the Gangsta Boo. To run me and the Pro Charge Malibu.
Now you already talked to what's the name Scott about that? I mean, they got that little Cecil County thing going on the same day.
No, that's already been worked out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's already been worked out.
Hey Rick, if I'm mistaken, I think we're gonna run. We're going to run Baldy with the Black and Orange Camaro, too, also. That's in the making to be set up to be done, too. So There's going to be plenty of action that day when you get up here. They're going to get a run.
Well, I can't fuck with Baldy, and I'll be on 29s that day, so.
You can't mess with us neither. Don't we try to tell you get out the way so you ran over time. Hey, Rick, let me ask you a question. You ever thought about, you know, getting Jimmy Houston or Charles Red in this game?
Jimmy Houston? What guys what? That you talking about, Jimmy Houston?
With the Falcons. They run Outlaw Pro Street.
Oh, James Houston, no.
Oh, James Houston, I'm sorry, yeah.
Simply because James got a square tube taxi car, his motor set back, you know, they'll put him in either a taxi car category or I wouldn't even say they'll put him in the back half category, but, you know, James running on motor, he ain't flying, he running good, but I don't think that would be fair to him bring a knife to a gunfight. Charles Reed, that's another guy that runs on motor, so I don't know if that would be something he's willing to entertain. Again, he got a chassis car, so you know how would he match up or who would he match up with? You got any suggestion there? Hello? Well, my man must have dropped off. Okay. We got any more callers on the line, Mick? Guess he
yes,
might come back.
All right. 804-7584, your mic is open.
Ricky, I'm just listening to the show, buddy. I ain't got nothing to say.
Oh, okay. All right, no problem. Dad, you called a minute ago. Your phone dropped or something?
I dropped the call.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Continue to listen then. Appreciate you calling. Next call.
All right.
What about
202-6085. Your mic is open.
Oh. Hey, Rick.
Hey. Allie boy.
What's happening?
Oh, not much. I'm getting ganged up on here.
I see.
Mr.
I want to congratulate those boys from down south for the weekend. They did good. But I want to address a couple things, if possible.
Go ahead. You got the floor.
Small block O's. When does he want to run Chris Butler?
Check it.
Next Friday.
Next Friday, you know, he works on Fridays. He can't get off. How about if I pay his way in the track and he come to Maryland, and we can lock it in right now?
I don't need you to pay my fee.
I'm trying to make it convenient for you.
No, I have to go run somewhere else other than Maryland. I come over there all the time.
I mean, you know, you got that convenience. He can't get off.
But we do it
what
on
day
a
you talking about? Well, let me ask you this. What day are you talking about running down in Virginia?
If it rains out tomorrow, I was talking about next week, next Friday.
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
Hey, Chris, can you get off next Friday? All right, and you coming with your small block, quarter mile, right?
Yep.
What kind of rain you want to run for?
Oh.
Huh?
We talk about that offline.
What? Okay, well, that's fine. I mean, I just want to make sure the man can get off. I want to lock it in with you now since you didn't put it out there. Because we can do it, but I... Say what?
Chris ain't wrong.
I know, but he just called me because I'm on the phone, and he wants to lock it in with you. He'd like to get you up here in Maryland, but if you don't want to come this way, then, I mean, we got to come to Virginia.
Listen, I don't think y'all ever run anybody in Virginia, so... And I like running at BNP just as much as Maryland.
You said you don't think what?
I like running at both tracks. But let's do it at JC's rate. Try and support the brother, too.
No. I don't have any problem with that. I mean, we ran in at BNP many a time. We won a couple races down there with that yellow Camaro. That's not a problem.
Now, I ain't telling you what to come with in your car.
See, now there you go, changing. I just asked a question. I just, I mean, you jumped up. You jumped out all froggy.
I want to run Chris Butler. I said I want to run Chris Butler in a quarter mile. I want to do this race. That's all I said. All
right, case closed. It's okay. It's okay. Case closed. You're right. You didn't say what was in the car. I asked you, and you said yeah, but now you said you're not going to say what's in the car. I mean, that's fine. Oh, when we get ready for whatever you have in the car, then we'll talk to you again.
Okay.
All right. That's case closed.
Okay.
That's all, Rick. I was trying to jump at it. He said he want to run Chris Butler, and I asked him if he had the small block, and that he could get Chris Butler.
They up to some trickery.
Oh, yeah, that's all. But it's okay. It's all good. I mean, it's part of grudge racing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Hey, Tricky.
Yeah.
Is JC still on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Hey, JC, what's the deal with our homeboy with the Malibu? You think he want to run Chris or no?
Chris, we run 8 mile, 4 mile.
Oh, no, you pick your poison. Which one you want to run him? See if you're entertaining.
Where Butler at?
He's on a third-party connection. He couldn't get in.
He's third-party, but the guy talking for him, you talk for him.
Where you want to run, quarter or eight?
Quarter mile, right, Chris? Yeah, quarter mile.
Yeah, I tell him he's talking about another car, though. He's talking about
I know. He's talking about the Malibu, Malibu, I believe, the one that's from before. What, which Malibu is this?
Joe.
Hey, which Malibu is it?
JC.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, what Malibu you talking about?
The one that ran IMU.
I mean, what's the name? What's the guy's name or the car's name?
Winslow Johnson.
I don't know. I don't know which car that is.
You ain't never heard of him.
Nah. I've heard of one Malibu from out of there, but that's not the one we've heard of.
You talking about
Big Kenny. That ain't Big Kenny they talking
Big
about.
Kenny.
Okay. All right. Who ain't Big Kenny? Well, I don't know. Which Malibu is it?
Yeah, ain't the same one. It's a different guy.
Okay, but, all right, well, I guess man's about to know who he's running. You know, nobody in this game runs in the blind, right?
You want to run the tomorrow, then?
Nah, he didn't want to run you Sunday, so he ain't going to run you now.
Nah, he don't want to run the Camaro, man. He run this car. This car sitting like he said.
Yeah.
He had thought about it. When I loaded on the trailer, he called me and said he was thinking about it. Then he closed the staging lane, and then... I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Well, he just asked me to address the small block old situation. So, I mean, he's going to have to deal with you directly, Mr. JC.
Oh,
okay.
If he won't run, I'll run there. Ain't no problem.
Oh, we know that.
Hey, so let me ask this question right quick so we can get on to a couple other callers. So Don, are you telling me that – now that you want to bet me on the gap, are you trying to say that you're not going to have your small block in the car, which was pretty much the race that we had already talked about?
Small block old.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead. What'd you say?
I said, now that you're saying that you don't want to say what's in your car and that you want to bet me on the gap and all this other stuff, are you saying that you will not have the small block in your car? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
In other words, we talked before.
Our race is good with the small block, Rick.
Oh, okay.
Damn. Chris, I just said that.
We got to be secretive with him.
Mm-hmm. No, I said that because he's trying to ask me what I got in the car. Ain't none of your business. If I'm a runner, I'm going to run.
No, John. Listen to me, John. I'm not trying to ask you what you have in your car. I don't care that you're a chassis car. I don't care about that. But if you got a small block, we got a conventional head big block, we will try you. I mean, it's just a simple question, yes or no. You got a small block or not? I don't care if you got 3 stages, 4 stages. It was just one question, brother.
Is that what it takes to get you down here on the 6th or the 8th, I mean?
What do you mean?
Me having a small block in there, you come down here on the 8th?
Is this John?
Yeah, that's John.
Yeah, if the small block is in that job, we'll get on the 8th. We'll come down.
Come on down.
Let's lock it in. You got Chris's number. Call in and lock in. We ain't coming. You get down there and and do the song and dance. Lock it in. You say you have his number, call him.
Hey, I don't ask y'all for nothing, so don't try that crap with me.
I'm
going
to lock it in. We grudge racers just like you guys are.
I'll call him.
So call him and lock it in. All
right.
Yeah.
So you need a number?
I got a number.
They're getting ready close. They're getting ready close.
Rick, he's not at work today.
Yeah, he's not working?
No, you can call him on the cell phone right now. I got him on the other line.
Okay, right. Go ahead and call him, John. Robert was on the phone saying Shaq Attack was coming up here next week to try and do something.
Hey, if my favorite, like brother T.T. Tillman, have me ready, Shaq, know I love to have it. I raced him for years, and it won't be a problem. He knows that.
Okay.
No problem with Shaq Attack.
All right, let's get a couple more callers while it's nice and interesting right now. Next caller, Mick.
202-0288. Your mic is open.
Hello, caller.
202-0288. Your mic is open.
202-0288. Who that?
Okay. All right.
Let's call.
843-2754. Your mic is open. Ricky, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man, I'm good. Well, them boys are on you tonight, ain't it?
Yeah, man, it's part of racing, and I got to accept it, but it's all in racing.
I feel you, man.
It's more so because I did not run them Sunday, but as I stated on a couple shows this week, and I told them, they asked me, well, if you knew you had two grudge races locked in, why would you go class racing? All right.
Right.
It didn't make a difference whether I went class racing. So I was out testing Saturday to get ready for Sunday. I had a problem either way. Okay? So it didn't matter what form of racing I was doing. I was out getting the car prepared for them for Sunday.
Right.
So
I commend you on you trying to race, man. I really do commend you on that, especially you going out there with your motor hurt trying to race. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
And I ain't lying about it. I said, I'm not lying about it. I called them right after I got finished doing the compression test on the motor. The cylinders was 130, 140. Number five is 100.
Mm.
Marcus on the phone saying, I ain't got but one run, you know, or don't do no shake now. All right, well, if I ain't got but one run, but damn it, I'm going to throw the bricks at it on that one pass.
Ooh. I heard that.
At the bottom drop out of it, they said, fuck it. Knock the bottom out of it, we fix it.
I heard that. Well, I called the show tonight, man, to tell you and invite you up to, we're having a little show down in Red Springs, North Carolina, on June the 30th, called Big Sexy Saturday. We're doing something with the Wright Brothers and the plumber, Henry the plumber, with a little S10. Me and Kenny, we're going to get it on that day. Kenny's gonna give me the back tire on that day with Big Sexy. And, I think we're going to take the small block over. We're going to run the plumber's little S10 truck head up on that day, two small blocks. So that should be pretty interesting. And the Wright brothers are going to battle against Kenny head up, 8 Mile Pro 3. So that should be pretty cool. It'll be pretty cool.
That's what's up. All right, well, we're going to chat about that offline. Hopefully by then I got the I hope my interman called me sometime soon telling me he does.
Yeah. So I'm still looking for more action.
Rick, might be down there. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well,
how about you be there with your car then?
Okay, lock it in.
Since you
want to
keep talking.
Okay, put a deposit up. Okay, go ahead. That's what you're locking in for, the black
noise
car. Put a deposit up.
Matter of fact, since you want to talk so much, put a deposit up and come up the road Sunday.
I'm not coming. No, you said locking for 30, but I said locking. You said for 30. His race. I'll put the deposit for his race for the black horse car. And even one of the motherfuckers you bring, put the deposit up. Hold on. The talking industry. You said put the deposit up for June the 30th. Stop talking. Put the deposit up. I'm done talking.
I don't care what man, I'll talk to him all day to see whether we're going to be there on June 30th.
Well,
I ain't saying
you
put
I'm not talking about it. I can put a deposit
right now.
But I'm
telling you right now, since you want to keep talking, you can put up a deposit and we can raise Sunday. That's what I'm telling you.
I'm not raising Sunday. I'm not raising Sunday. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
All right, then. Don't keep talking
about it. He didn't want to say June 30th, put deposit up. Didn't he just say that? I thought
didn't
he said
you just hear me tell the man I talked to him off the line about that?
Well, talk to him, and then if y'all get it straight, call me, and I'll run your ass. Man, don't talk about it no more.
You got your hands full with CJ
don't
and
worry,
other
but that, my hands going to be on your ass if you come down on the 30th.
No,
like, you
no,
talk to him,
I'll play that. You ain't putting your hands on my ass, goddamn.
Well,
man.
I
ain't,
you know what I mean. So,
no,
don't
I don't
keep
know
on talking
about
that, Rick. I told you you got to run. I don't care which car you got to run. Either one of them.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Rick, it's John.
Yeah.
Hey, my boys told me don't give him that race. I'm high-headed like you, I guess. They told me don't give him that race. Don't give Chris that race. Since they wouldn't give up none of our races, don't give him that one. We offered them the back tire. We offered them the brake and with the other cars, and they wouldn't take it. So they told me not to lock it in with them. It's four of us, and...
But you just
that's
offered to run the man head up, right? What the head up quarterback you said?
That's what I said. I just told you. I ain't locking nothing in.
No, I ain't saying you did. I'm just saying that ain't that what you just said.
That's
head
what
up,
I
want to
do. That's what I want to do, yeah. But they said because
okay, let me ask you this one question. What's the difference in you running him quarter mile head up and running me eighth mile head up?
Because they won't run eighth mile.
They're on 60 feet.
And they want, you know, of course I got a small block. Gonna be hard on that thing in a quarter mile.
On what, your small block?
Yeah.
So in other words, you're saying you would prefer to run eighth mile?
Yeah. If they give me an eighth mile.
Hold on. Allie Boy, you said that?
Hey, if he locked that money up, Rick, he can get the eighth mile. If he runs a small block, he can get the eighth mile. So that ain't no excuse.
Okay. Hey, man, I've been trying to talk to them for the last year about eighth mile. They kept telling me no. So don't try that. Don't get on
wait
your
minute, John. Wait. But John, now you're doing that foul shit. Don't worry about what's been taking place. We talking now. And you, wait a minute. We're getting somewhere now. So let's just deal with this right now. Let's not go back in the past. He said he'd give you the 8th mile race next Friday if you lock it in now.
What you want to lock it in? Let me call, Chris. Come on.
Listen to me. It doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter because I'm not like that, but... 8th mile, we will run you 8th mile.
For how much?
You just know we'll beat the mess out of you in the quarter, but we'll run you 8th mile.
For how much?
You know, you can call Chris and give him a number.
Okay.
Yeah, tell he said you didn't want to say no numbers over the phone, so yeah, go ahead and call him and do that on the private line.
I'll do it when I get off.
And you're right, you guys offered a bunch of races with your other cars, but your other cars are a little bit more, you know, as an advantage over that back half car that he had. So you didn't offer
you
the right race.
Oh, you mean that man offered you the break with the conventional head, Firebird, and you said no, that's not a good race?
I don't know anything.
Come on now, Dawg.
Joe Richardson came back.
Joe
Richardson came back. We offered him the back tie with that, too.
I mean, you know, come on now. We didn't just start racing yesterday.
I'm just saying it's a back half Camaro. We just gonna give you the back tires since he got different heads on it.
We didn't start racing yesterday.
Well, we didn't either.
Okay, then I mean, you know, I'm not gonna argue that. If a man figure he doesn't have an advantage or close to, you know, an advantage racing you, he's gonna say no. And if small block O's don't want to do it, say no. Ain't no need to argue about it.
Hey Rick, is Cabot open Sunday?
Nah, they haven't disclosed whether they're gonna open on Sundays or Wednesdays yet.
Cause you know the creek got a bite. I think I had the phone call and we want to lock you in with the black and orange call for this weekend for Sunday. But I don't know where we can do it. And if Calvin closed, cause the creek got a bite me. Cause all motorcycle meet this weekend.
If they got something going on, then we just gotta wait.
We gonna
work it out. I need to.
We gotta wait till 3rd. I got phone calls that lock your ass in, so we can get it on any day you want.
As long as you driving, I don't give a fuck.
Man, I'm
matter
driving.
Matter of fact, I want you to drive.
I do
but
too.
You got a lot of mouth too.
And I'm gonna show you why I can talk that, because I can back it up.
No, you can't, because you're slow on the tree. But anyway, we're going on to the next caller. So John, go ahead and call Chris. Y'all work that out. Alley Boys, hold fast right here on your line. We're going to take another call and keep the show going. Next caller, please, Mick.
804-1541. Your mic is open.
What's up, Rick?
What's happening?
I'm just calling in, listening to the show, seeing what the I've been listening to what the deal is, what the race is going on. I wish we have a run tomorrow night, are we?
No, I'm working tomorrow, so I that's why I was trying to explain to them. It's not a conflict of interest, but it's a scheduling conflict with us up here, because you know.
No, I mean, you ain't got to worry about it anyway, because I think we're going to rain out anyway, so it don't really matter. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, tomorrow. Oh shit, y'all got me twisted up. I'm thinking of so many other things. Yeah, tomorrow it then went from 70% to 100%. I was gonna wait till about 12 o'clock, like we talked about on the phone, to call you tomorrow to see what it was gonna do. But like I said, the day it went from 70% early today to the 6 o'clock news or 5 o'clock news, and it was gonna be 100% tomorrow. So yeah, it doesn't look like that's gonna get off.
Somebody
up
doing a rain dance,
because
we can come up Capitol and cut the lights
off. Ain't nobody doing no rain dance up here. I'm hurt.
Oh, we can come to Capitol. That's what
that's
pretty much
that.
I said we can pretty much count
that
out, Rick, because I was going to drive my truck and
something wrong with y'all.
Y'all
can't read people, so. Huh? What's that?
I said, so we could pretty much count that out because of the rain tomorrow, because I was going to take my truck and trailer to work, and I was going to leave for work and come on up Capitol, but I just don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, we can squash that. We're going to try to work out something for next Saturday. Hopefully the owner, he can get off of work next Saturday, and we can truck on down there. What time do they close on Saturday?
JC probably wanted to ask for that.
What time you want to race? I keep it open long you want to race.
Oh, man, you ain't got that kind of pull. Just answer my simple question. What time does VMP close? And I'm only going to say that because the last time.
11 o'clock.
All right, thank you. Now, I'm saying that because the last time I came to VMP, whoever that fucking white man was told me a bold-faced fucking lie to my face and then tried to tell me he didn't tell me what he told me. And he lied to me, and he lied to Larry.
I'm a different person. All
right, well, when you say that,
I know that.
Okay. All right, 11 o'clock. Okay.
So we'll shoot. Me and JC will be there next Saturday, and we will shoot for you being there, unless you have a problem. You just let us know.
Yeah, I'm gonna get with y'all like I've been doing. If I call you, I send you a text message, let you know what the word is. Now I don't have no problem, honestly, with it, but I would appreciate it if y'all would give me the common courtesy to call me back, and not have your constituents call me back. You know what I mean? I don't like talking around the board when I got the person in sight that I can talk to.
That's not a problem. We can do that.
You know, I found it a little strange that I sent you and JC a message Saturday night after my problem, but yet I get a call from two other people and not neither one of you all Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So,
I was till midnight. I was midnight Saturday night helping some friends out with some cars, and then as soon as I got to the track on Sunday, I got it. But I was busy, man. That's why I tried to go through other people. I'll make sure I go directly through you next time.
I would appreciate it. No disrespect to nobody else. That's just how I prefer to deal. That's all.
That's not a problem.
All right. So I still ain't. I don't know if my people listen to that, man. I ain't got no text message, nothing. I might be out on the limb here tonight.
Man, they ain't listening. They don't want that trouble.
Well, you know what? Fuck it. If they don't want it, goddammit, I want it. The motherfucker, y'all gonna get it. How about that?
Hey, Tricky Ricky.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Tricky Ricky.
Yeah.
Hey, man, y'all started arguing while I was in the middle of my conversation, but I'm still looking for some more action for the 30th.
I apologize. I'm sincerely sorry about that, sir.
No problem.
I'm still looking for some action with Big Sexy on the 30th, though. Some of the guys up there with some backhouse want to come down. No class call. Y'all already know already. I want some more action because I'm going to run Kenny, and hopefully I'll turn on the Debbie. I don't know. I'm scared and nervous. But I also got to give Henry the plumber back.
Oh,
why
you got to stop lying? You got to stop lying, Sean.
I'm for real, man. I'm scared, boy. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you ain't no scared than I am.
Oh, shoot. I mean, that would also be a good day for Short Dog to get his rematch. I mean, you know, I mean, if he wanted it. I mean, you know. So, I mean, I'm down for that, too, you know.
I think the black and orange car is going to be there, from what I understand.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm ready to lock, you know. I mean, if he wants to race. You know.
Hey, can I make it?
Can I make a break in right here? I got a text said, tell John cut all the faking out and lock me in for Sunday. He's been texting me all day to let CJ drive and please lock in with the gap.
Oh.
So I'm sure y'all know who that is.
Man, I ain't even going to comment on it. Anyway, hey, Trigger Rickett, me and Chris going to lock in tomorrow depending on the rain because we don't know what it's going to do tomorrow. So if it rains tomorrow, we're going to lock in tomorrow for the 8th at JC's race.
Okay. Well, y'all hold on. I got somebody important I need to talk to. Hitman, talk to me. Mike here. Mike here, you there?
Yes, he don't want to talk for you.
Hello?
Hey, he might not. Mike Hill.
I might sleep, man. You resting from that long drive back home. You sleep.
Hey, Mickey, still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You said
Mike is open? Yes,
Mike is open. This is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, every night, December 1.
Mike Hill, if you're there, your mic open. He might be on mute.
I don't know what he's doing.
All right.
Okay. All right, we'll go ahead and take another call.
Hey, I'm on.
Oh, okay. What's up?
Not a whole lot. I clicked over. Somebody called me.
Okay.
Just listening to the show, man. Checking y'all with it, Mike. You know, like I said, I want to also bring up that July 9th thing in Piedmont, man. If you know, we're going to try to bring some of y'all north for us. To meet some myself, you know, try to get it on over there. So we wanted to do a reminder that July 9th at Piedmont, you know.
I thought that was just July the 7th.
July 7th, my bad, man, my bad. Thank you, bro. July 7th.
All right, hold on. I got the bounty hunter on the other line. Hold on.
Rick got all the big boys on the phone, don't he?
He got
Okay.
I don't. But hey Mick, do you have bounty hunter number?
No, I don't have
his
number.
All right, hold on. He said call him.
Come on, Ross.
Yes, sir.
Nick, if you text me, I could probably give it to you if you text my phone or something.
Okay.
I'll send it to Mick. I got to get a... Oh, shit. Where yet? All right. Need him on, then I need...
Hey, Rick, so he's trying to get on, too. He's on there somewhere. He's been hitting the wall.
I called him. He answered the phone. What's for you?
He might be on the house phone. I'm not sure. So he's trying to get on.
We did enjoy
that,
too, man.
I know part of the home team was... mad at me for going against the grain on the video with Pro Size Joe, who was going to take the win, but, you know, we all got our picks, and
our favorites and who we like and all that kind of stuff like that.
Yeah,
man.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody got to have their own man. Everybody got to have their own favorites. But, you know, like I said, we enjoyed it, man. We had a good time. We stayed there. The track, Larry, see all them guys, man. Everybody treated us well, you know. And all of us, dude. Like I said, we felt at home, man. We felt good in it. We appreciate it. You know, everybody was cool as we always thought.
I saw you had a nice healthy sized plate with you when you came back after you made that pass.
Man, we were starving right now. We've been out there Saturday trying to sneak up, get up a couple shots in before everybody got there, you know.
Hey, but let me ask you this, Mike, while I got you on, what was wrong with the car that it kept going to the that it was going over to the left?
Honestly, We weren't telling it the right thing to do, basically. You know, I always say, car do what you tell it to do. You know, and evidently we wouldn't making the right amount of changes, you know, right needed changes to it, you know. But, I mean, and, you know, everybody kind of different when it comes to that. I mean, we fought cars going to the left with 10-5, and, you know, we fixed out one way. But ProMod guys like to fix it. They don't think you should put, yeah, I say risk here in the car.
Right.
And, you know, that's what fixed it. You know, that's basically what fixed it, and it just one of them things. But I watch a lot of guys in the right lane, actually. We never made a single pass out the left lane. I watched a lot of cars out the right lane go the same direction we were going. You know, and I don't know what it was about.
Yeah, William Brown went the same way. William Brown, your mic off. How you doing, sir?
I watched Michael Martin do the same exact thing too once or twice, you know. Just
okay, William Brown.
He think Rock on the phone, but he ain't gonna help him right now.
Rock about to be on the phone. William Brown, your mic is open. Ah.
757-7775, your mic is open.
Oh, I guess he'll chime in here in a minute. Whenever you're ready,
hey.
William, Mike. Yeah.
Hey, Rick, I got a question for Mike.
Yo.
Hello? Hey, Mike, what kind of race y'all having on the 7? Like a grudge race or like a type of shootout or just everybody just grab a man and do what you got to do?
That's it, man. We were looking at, I mean, we get enough guys that want to do something, you know, like a shootout or some type of certain calls. I mean, that's fine. But, I mean, it's basically everybody come in and grab your man. You know, we're going to try to, what I'm going to try to do is, man, we're going to have me 20 to 25 locked in races, you know, that week. So, you know, we're going to all be up there because Big Dog that Thursday, so we're going to all be there anyway the whole week. So, just try to have about 25 locked in races, you know, hopefully when it's cooling off.
Exactly.
We got
stadium
lanes full of
heads
up action,
basically
what I
try to
do.
Well,
you want
to lock something in for them, Pete? Nah, hey Rick, I'm probably going this way. Emerson be going down there for.
I mean, don't backpedal now.
Nah, that's a month or so away. I'll figure it out when I get there, Rick.
Okay.
But trust me, we ain't got no problem with doing a reason as long as the car's still running.
As long.
You just wanted to lock me in for June 30th. Now, Mike Hill come on here and say you got a race July 7th. Now, you're talking
man,
about that's the runaway and da 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 da.
You put anything in the car, beat you. That's why.
That's cool. Do you want to lock in for that? I don't give a fuck what you put in there.
June, so. You want locking for July the 7th. Hold on, I'm trying to get you to say you want locking for July the 7th.
Yes.
Lock it in. Go ahead.
All right.
What you want to do it for?
Whatever.
Well, I'll fire then.
All right.
What car are you bringing?
Oh, shit.
What car are you bringing, the Malibu or the Camaro?
Wait to find out.
Since you say you can put any motor in your car, wait and find out which car going to show up. Now, two can play that game.
Both of them slow.
That's right. And you lost to one of them.
And you lost too, didn't you?
I broke. I beat myself.
Yeah, okay.
Player.
Okay. You got to bet on the gap.
Well, hey, look, call me after the whatever you get out of here so we can get all the stipulations straight and get some ideas. Mike can do it or whoever you want, and we get everything straight. And, man, fuck it, we're going to do it. Ain't about where with you.
Oh, somebody said y'all ain't got no intentions on running, Chris.
Hey, yeah, okay. Okay. Hey, one thing about this game here, you got a whole lot of haters out here.
Yeah, you're right about
but Chris, he wanted me too. Do he want to put the deposit for next Friday night with that black and orange car? With me driving?
I don't know. Is that how
you
want
to there? Yeah. He said he want me. I'll give it to him.
Hold on.
Hey,
hold on.
Go ahead, Mick. Go ahead, Mick.
I have Rock on the line now.
Oh, Mr. Bounty Hunter.
Yo, what's happening?
I'm trying to get your rival on the phone, Mr. William Brown.
Shit, but Will ain't looking for me. Will ain't looking for me no more.
Y'all
had a big dispute about who left the line first, so.
It don't even matter at this point. Hell, I ain't had to leave first to win.
Oh, shit.
I just need to make a clean pass, that's all.
Hey, William Brown, is there yet?
I think he was banking on that.
So what, you're not making a clean pass?
Yeah, I mean, you got to think. My car ain't no proof of car, it ain't done that. I mean, it ain't made a clean, really a clean pass since I had. So, I mean, in his eyes, you know, when I've been out publicly, ain't nobody really seen that car make no clean pass, so he was gambling on the you know, statistics and, you know, the odds.
Okay.
Well, do this for me. Can you explain real quick what all the melee was? The stipulation about you running two systems and wanting to take this and take, they wanted you to take this and take that out your car to do that race?
Well, the way my car set up, I got to run two bottles. His daddy wanted me to run it with one bottle, thinking that, you know, saying that, you know, if I only got one bottle, I couldn't shoot three systems. There's no way I could cheat. But as I instructed them, the way my car is wired, if I take the timers out, that's all I got is off my timers. I can't ignite the system. The sequence is going to be cut off. I want to offer my timers. That's the way my car is wired. So that's what I was, you know, trying to explain to them. But he didn't understand about the two bottles with something I got in my car and the way that I run my car, I need both of my bottles.
Okay.
The way my system is wired, they run off, you know, each system
Hello?
Is by itself.
Hello? Yeah.
Mendale.
Who? Oh, okay. So, but by the end of the night,
we had a little bit of discussion. Yeah, we had a little discussion about it. I don't know exactly what was what with that, but I mean they should have been smart enough to figure it out. And then I showed them on my computer, you know, after I made my test hit that only two systems came on. So, you know, I guess he just said, "Well, you won't go ahead and do it." He knew if he didn't do it, I was gonna talk so much shit about it and it didn't make sense.
Well, Mick said his mic open, but we ain't hearing nothing from him. Now, he did tell me he was pulling up in St. Louis a little while ago, so I don't know if he busy or what. But
yeah, I
ain't
getting that. So, not only did that man go out there, that man went out there with Larry taking a chance. You know, I don't do that, and then, you know what I mean,
right?
So, you know, a lot of credit has to be given to that guy. He knew he was going up there against a car with a bigger motor package and all that stuff. So, you know, he got his stuff together and came out here and ran. That's more than a lot of these cats out there doing nowadays.
Right, right. Of course. Well, that's cool. Have y'all discussed anything on the rematch or anything yet?
Man, I don't think we ain't trying to do that shit no more.
Listen, there's nothing good about that race. I mean, two drivers know what happened. I mean, we in the car. And before he got to the center line, that shit was over with. Before he cracked throttle, it was over. That's just real talk. I don't know what the hell Williams talking about.
I hear you now, but the video they put up, now the first time, I said this early in the beginning of the show, the first video I saw, because I was already gone before y'all raced, the first video I saw, I thought you moved first. Now, I don't know if the video that Dolomite put up is the video that you sent him or not, but when he slowed that shit down, it is hard as hell to tell who moved first.
That race was won. It didn't have to be for me. Now, I don't know about nobody else. It's for me. I didn't have to move. I didn't feel like I had to move first to win the race. But being that we had so much controversy about, you know, who's the better driver and who's lead the line, and he, you know, I guess his image is based on, you know, who, you know, leaving on guys. You know, that's what my, you know, that's a lot of my reputation too. You know, a lot of guys I race, I beat them off the lights. I mean, that's just what I do. But,
you know,
I guess it was, you know, it was he wasn't backing down, and that damn sure wasn't backing down, but I just wanted to show him that, look, you know, you might be great, but the only thing you can do is just red light because you can't leave it first. You know, most of the time you're going to leave with me or up ahead.
Right. Hey, John, you know about that, don't you? Your driver, Brian, know about that, right?
but you know, William did a good job. I didn't expect him. I was a little close on the tree, to be honest with you, because I was in the left lane, and I couldn't see like I wanted to. So I knew I jumped on the tree a little bit earlier than I wanted to. So I mean, hell, I was close. So if he left with me, he did a damn good job, and I can say that for real. I mean that.
Okay. But we gonna work together to get this side. But
if he left in front, he was flirting. He was really, really flirting on, you know, jamming the tree like that.
Right.
Yeah, but William was a good driver, man. William was a damn good driver. Like I said, I was impressed. You know, most guys who bracket race ain't good drug racers.
Good interesting case. That's a big topic that's been kicked around a lot. Why do you think so?
Shit, that money on the line, boy. Money hard. Listen, when you racing after you done paid an entry fee, that's one thing. But when you go out there for your light bill, rent, tuition, so on and so forth, your check for last, you know, 2 weeks, it's hard to go out there and not be nervous. And the thing is, for me, and I'm just speaking on my personal experience, you got to be calm and cool about what you got going on. Don't think about the money. Don't think about none of that. All you want to do is go out and just think about doing your job. And most of the time, you know, for me, it works. Nobody else. I don't never think about how much money I'm running for or if it's my last. I don't never think of that.
Hey, Trigger,
you know, last time before I get in the car, I ain't worried about none of that.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I agree with what I'm saying. You know, I don't go out there thinking about how much money is on the line. I just love the race, and regardless of what I do, every time I line up, I do the same thing. If it's $20 on the line, if it's $100 on the line, or if it's $5,000 on the line, it don't make me no difference.
Well, that's
long
that's
as long
I'm
as I'm out there racing, and it's the same thing.
Yeah, well,
I can say this, though. When I ran the pro circuit, the class circuit, like Oyster and ADRL, when I ran the Oyster Outlaw 10 Five Star, when I was doing that, when I first went out there, I couldn't get myself motivated to go out there and really, like, hit the tree and do this, that, and third. And every race that I was in, I always went to the semifinals. I always made it to the semifinals in every single race that I ran in with slower cars because of the fact that I was out there killing the tree and knocking the tree down on a lot of guys. But I couldn't never get myself up unless they were talking trash. And a lot of those guys, you know, they betting $200, $300, $400, $500 as a sport bet. But that was the motivation. But, hell, I couldn't never get up because I didn't take it serious. I wasn't betting no money. It wasn't nothing, no kind of threat. I was just out there racing. So, you know, that's why I say for William to come from what he do every day and come over there and bet the cash and still do a good job. That means he's a lot better driver than most people think that he is. But normally they can't do the same.
Okay. But that's why I was asking. I mean, I class racing, and I'm trying to do some grudge racing. But to me, it's no different. Now,
well,
I'm looking grudge racing no different than me going out there class racing. I don't feel no pressure or anything different. I just feel like it's another round of me making a lap down the track.
Right. And really, yeah. And it's the same way, you know, it's just like, okay, that I ran around for, you know, how much money we ran for. And
right.
I'm out here in St. Louis, you know, I got to be killed on the tree first round. If not, I done burned up $1,500 worth of gas in 4 or 5 days,
right.
You know, waste of time. So, I'm always the same every time I line up.
Right.
That's just how it is to me. You know, a lot of people ain't like that, though. Like Rock said, a lot of people ain't like that, you know, they don't, you know, they get up and get all itchy and stuff like that just because money on the line. That you know, that ain't a, I mean, I can't say that ain't a good driver, but that ain't a great driver.
But that's just a different breed of driver.
That's right.
Okay.
Right.
Right. Well, that's cool.
But I still left for.
Hey, I let you have that. I won. How about that? You left first and I won. You can have it. I ain't
take a pit.
No, he's truly
we can kill that. Will Brown left first. Yes, he did.
Nah, that was good. Anytime you can't tell it on anybody's slow video, front, back, side to side, don't care. That was just a good, you know, that was just a good job between both drivers.
Hey, but what I will tell you is, like I told William and his daddy, even if I don't leave first, I got something to go and get you.
Oh. Yeah, for right now, how I'm set up, but, you know. But like you said, when you was in the bushes, you ain't say nothing, you ain't bother nobody.
I ain't saying damn words nobody.
I'm back in the bushes, I'm back class racing, so when I come out the bushes, I give you a holler.
Hey, one thing about it, bro, I'm going to be right here. I ain't going nowhere, William Brown.
And Rock, good people, man, and you know what I'm saying? And I tell anybody, I mean, you know, we talk trash or whatever. I don't talk as much trash as they do, and my dad do, you know what I'm saying? I'm more laid back than them, but, I mean, it's all good and having fun and stuff. You know, they do what they do, I do what I do, and they're still having fun, and everybody come out with the same outcome.
Right. So how did you enjoy your weekend at Buzz Creek Sunday?
Oh, I love it.
Well, I'm ready.
I always do.
I'm ready to come back.
Yeah, I always do it. And really, it was just a little test, and I wanted to make a few hits on it. And I want to make a few hits on my car before I came to St. Louis to make sure I'm not wrong with it. So that's all that was for me. So I had a great time, enjoyed myself. Gonna always come back, and you know, again, ain't nobody gonna stop me if I let the Lord above stop me.
I hear that. Well, I enjoyed seeing all of y'all there.
I want to know the next event is. I'm coming back, bro. I like Bush Creek.
August the 4th.
I'll be there.
Y'all
got to take me out. We in the middle of nowhere, man. Somebody got to tell me where to go. I like the party. Hell, I can't. I just can't come sit up in no room and look at the walls.
Well, you got to go to D.C. When you don't tell me, you got to go to D.C. if you want
well,
to.
Y'all got to tell me how far out I am, because I need to get that's where I need to try to get to.
That
hotel room whooped me, bro.
Y'all gotta come to the shop. Rocky told me earlier you'd be in the barber shop about 7:30. Y'all gotta come to the shop, get a cut. You know what I'm saying? Then go out on the town up here.
Oh,
that's what I want to do. I want to come out, let them know I'm in town.
Yeah. You might get the same syndrome that these professional sports players up here have. Get hemmed up a little bit, but it'll be fun. I can tell you that.
Yeah. How old, man?
I know that's right.
I'm 21. I can have
it. I hear you.
Hey, well, my
no,
mom turned me loose. She said you're 21.
And
he's been 21.
No, Rock, you know I'm. You know that I'm the youngest one in grudge racing.
Who is that, Virginia Slim?
Who the hell is Slim?
Oh my God!
Somebody trying to talk like Slim, huh?
my driver is the youngest one and the best on the tree on the East Coast.
Oh damn! Oh my God! Oh man!
Hey, but look, man, I appreciate y'all coming on and speaking y'all peace, man. If y'all can, we're going to take some more callers, but, you know, enjoy the show and stay with us if you don't mind.
Yeah, I got to go check in my room. Tricky Ricky, I got to go check in my room. I might hit y'all back up a little later on.
Okay.
All right, y'all take care.
What was that you said,
Rob? I'm gone. I said, I'm gone. I'm packing for the airport. I'm going there.
I got to go.
I'll let y'all later.
Okay. I appreciate you coming on. All right.
Man. All right, bro. Y'all take care.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Ooh-wee, boy, that imitation of Virginia Slim is something. Oh, Mick, you there? You ain't
yeah,
down on the floor laughing, are you?
Yeah.
He's right here. 400 small. Cool. You said we got Jay on the line? Well, he's gone now.
Yeah, he's gone now.
All right, let's move on.
Is it time to go to a game?
One thing I need is phone password to pull a big block of rent.
Hey, JC, mute your phone, JC.
All right, I'm going to 10 o'clock.
Well, Jay, your mic is open.
This is Jay Barnes.
I think our section is over on this.
Hey, John, mute your phone, John.
He can't hear me. He can.
Jay Barnes. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I think we doing real good, man.
Tricky.
I'm listening, and I hear you having them on.
Tricky Richard.
Hold on, John. Jay Ball talking. Go ahead, Jay.
I just heard that you had the great problem.
Somebody got some background noise. Can you please mute your phone? Okay, go ahead, Jay.
I said I heard you just had the great Rock on the line with you.
Yeah, we had Rock and William Brown. So also we had the Hitman on the line.
Yeah, all-star show tonight that and Rock put it on William Brown.
Yeah, Rock put it on William Brown. he said William. He said he admitted that William left first, but he turned on the W.
that's what matters. That's what matters.
I was looking for you at the beginning of the show. Your new friend in Mr. Eric Vandrews is still holding on to that Grudge Inc. Last Man Standing OPS belt.
How many times have he defended?
Twice.
Okay, so
I'm sorry. Once. He won the belt the first race and he defended it Saturday and he defeated me in the final.
With a fucking orange goddamn.
Hey, can you mute your phone, whoever that is?
Mick, you need to go to Allen and find out and mute that mic, Mick.
All right.
I muted one time.
That's JC. Yeah, thank you, JC.
Yeah. Well, you want me to hit the one button, man?
Nah, just mute your phone. Mute your cell phone.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Hey, got it.
Yeah, go ahead, Jay. Sorry about that.
So he on a roll then. In other words, he kind of had sold himself out short. You know, he was trying to seem like he was no threat.
Oh, he looked like goddamn with that purple wearing his name.
Hold up.
Okay,
hey, Jay, can you mute your phone, man?
I muted it, Ricky.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he's consistent, Jay. I mean, the same numbers he ran the first race he ran this race. Like I said, he went up against me. I had a mishap. My fuel pump was leaking, and they lined me up out of the groove, and I knocked the tires off right at the hit.
I tried to run him down, but it just didn't work for me. So I got to take my hat off to him. Nobody laid down for him, but he's still holding on to that belt.
Hey, he earned it. So if he earned it, you know, you can't say nothing. But Ricky, that was your opportunity.
It was, Jay. And let me tell you, man, I dealt with so much stuff Saturday. Man, it was really unbelievable. I changed the nitrous solenoids, put new nitrous solenoids on the outside system, changed the coil on the car, changed the pickup, tested everything in the trailer. The car was fine. We get to the track, pull in the stage lane, the car wouldn't start. Then the PERS, the wire for the PERS solenoid broke. We're trying to fix that. And in the process of opening the ball valve, one of the brand-new nitrous solenoids that I put on was stuck wide open, so it was leaking nitrous down in the motor. We had to get that straight. Then, as I said, the car wouldn't start. Figured out what that was. I changed the timing and the phase on the distributor, I don't know, about 10 times. Battled through all that. I made a pass, and they told me they didn't get a time on the car. I had to run again. Got that straight. Ended up being number two qualifier. Battled through the rounds. Made it to the final, man, and the fuel pump was leaking. It was leaking before, but it was just like in small, you know, small drops. And in the final, you know, the elbow on the fuel pump worked loose real good. It left a nice-sized puddle of fuel under the car. Where I stopped that, where I was purging the nitrous through the motor, and when I rolled in, I rolled right in the fuse, so it didn't do nothing but blow the tire right off. The car didn't even move. When I let the button go, the car just spun the tires right there. So I battled through a lot of stuff, and then on the last run, I got out of it, got back on it, and I tried to run Eric down, and it about 300 feet, it backfired. Had a nice size backfire. It backfired so bad it left black carbon smoke on the windshield. So I wasn't able to go run my grudge races Saturday. I ended up having to pay J.C. Richardson and Kenny Beecham the DP money. And man, let me tell you, they've been scolding me ever since, man. It's been rough.
Yeah. Well. You know, you got to live to fight another day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all it is. I mean, you know, hey, you know how it goes. Things happen in racing.
Yes, it does. It does happen.
Yeah. Well, I'll be checking in. I see you got a good show going. You got a lot of calls going. So, evidently, things up in the Northeast is looking up.
Yeah, it's jumping. I mean, we got some events going on. Still trying to lock in races for other dates. Quite a few of us up here. I'm going to say we some major players, and we the ones that's really making it happen, or trying to make it happen anyway, should I say. I got to give my hats off to Kenny Beecham, Gene Stevens, John White, and Pete. Sorry, I don't know what the last name Pete is. But those guys are doing a whole lot up here right now. And, you know, as of Sunday, they kind of got the right to talk shit, even though I don't like it. But they earned their responsibility to do the talk. But I'm trying to shut them down as soon as I can. So I'm trying to do something tomorrow. Don't look like it's going to happen because of the rain. We're going to try to do something next week. And, if I can shut them up.
Well, that's, I'm sure it's just one of them things that you got to do.
Yeah,
I mean, you feel confident that you can do it, don't you?
Yep. Oh, wait, Dave, while I got you on the line, can you tell us when the new edition of the magazine will be out?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's in print now. It should be being shipped out Monday or Tuesday night because we're trying to get this new shipping. You know, we're feeling our way through this thing, so it will definitely be shipped out next week. So
you know, it's going out UPS, and so it should be getting to you, you know, sometime next week. I don't know the exact date yet, but it's UPS ground, and I can't, because we letting the shipper, we letting the printer ship it direct this time.
Okay.
And so, you know, we're trying something a little different to make it more efficient. So it should be coming to you pretty quickly.
All right. Well, all of my race fans that are on the line, racers and fans alike, if you'd like to get a copy of this magazine, you can see me or text me your information to get a copy of the magazine. I do have free copies at my trailer, but if you'd like to get a subscription, you can text me your information and send me a $25 for 12 issues of the Grubbs Inc. magazine. Or if you don't feel comfortable with sending to me, get in touch with Jay Barnes on GrubbsInc.us and send it directly to them. And get your subscriptions underway to be sent to you.
That's right. It's listed. They can pay for it. They can pay for it via PayPal on GrubbsInc.us. And, you know, that's that. It's a done deal.
And again, Jay, I'd like to thank you, and I appreciate you giving us guys up here this opportunity for this talk show, man. This again, you know, it been flung so much stuff to the table, and I think Sunday was a test to that with the race that went on. But on the hindsight, with that, I mean, just so many things are just opening up because of this show now, that's going to make racing here in the Maryland, D.C., and Virginia area a whole lot better. And we all have you and Grubbs Inc., Vic, Gunner Picks, and the entire staff at GrubbsInc.us to thank for that.
Well, you know, what I really would like, if everybody would just, you know, stick with us, not only, you know, through the radio, what we're trying to do, you know, not only through the radio show, but also through the magazine. You know, people will take time to get the magazine. We're going to start including people out of every area in the magazine. So, you know, it's going to really, you know, bring everything, it's going to raise everything up. So, you know, I encourage people to get be a part of the show, be a part of the magazine, and be a part of the board, you know.
I've been trying to get in contact with you today. I got pictures of Eric that I need to send to you with the belt, picture of his car, and that kind of stuff. So that was real interesting. You weren't on earlier, but Mick was given a New York. Man, what kind of steak was that? New York sirloin steak, I think it was. For knocking me off. They put a bounty on my head for whoever beat me got this New York sirloin steak.
Oh, and man.
Mick got this steak in the final round.
I'm sure he's gonna enjoy it. Sure.
He did. It was his birthday weekend, or his birthday, Memorial Day weekend. He won the race, his second event. He won both races. He defended the title. He got the money. He offered to split with me. Or, you know, he came to me and asked me, did I want to split? Because he felt as though, you know, he wasn't going to win. I didn't want to split because I had the Grubbs races going on Sunday. But overall, you know, he took the win. So his game, my loss. But it's racing, you know.
Yeah, you made that calculated decision, came up short.
Yeah, it bit me, but it's all good.
Well, that's good to hear, man. That's really good to hear. The what's the next show y'all got coming up?
J.C. Richardson has a. I guess this is every month. I'm not sure. Maybe bi-weekly or every other week. Oh, that's bi-weekly.
biweekly or once a month ladies' night at Virginia Motorsports Park. So we considering it's going to rain tomorrow, we trying to get something worked out to run his show next week. And I think that's about all right now. Mike Hill was talking about a show he got going on in Piedmont on the 7th. You got Swizzle. The guy Swizzle up in New Jersey, he got a show going on the 16th, I think it is, of this month, up in Englishtown Raceway. Yeah, the 16th. You got a race going on up there in Englishtown. So, there's some stuff going on to get ready to jump off, but just seeing where everybody can be to do some racing.
And, you know, that's a good thing. Well, listen, I don't know what time you normally cut, you and me close the show down, but are y'all to that point yet, or are y'all winding it down? I just noticed that.
I was trying to let you finish, but I was going to ask you, could we just go ahead and take whatever callers we have?
Yeah.
And,
going back with the show, I'm through. I'm listening.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you chiming in, and again, I thank you, and I thank Grudge Inc. For giving us the show. And hopefully, real soon, the conversations and the things that we're trying to work out to have a Grudge Inc. state race here in Maryland going to work out
right.
Real shortly.
Well, that's a definite. You know, we definitely want that.
Yeah. Okay, so just if you don't mind, mute your phone for me and stay with us, and we're going to take a few more callers before the show is over and see what's happening.
All right. I'm listening.
Thank you, sir. Next caller, please, Mick.
All right. 443-2921. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Rick? How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How about yourself, sir?
Good. I was trying to get in earlier because I was interested in that magazine. Are you going to be at the track selling that?
Well, the subscriptions that I have right now are free. I have them in my truck. I can give you the magazine so you can check it out. And if you would like, as I said, you can give me your information. If you like the magazine, you can give me your information along with $25, and I can submit it to Mr. Jay Bond or the Grudge Inc. Corporation to get your subscription underway. You'll receive 12 issues for $25.
Now, what kind of grudge does that cover? Does that cover everything, little tire, big tire, all grudge racing?
Yes, that covers all grudge racing. That covers grudge racing from Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Chicago, Detroit, Texas.
The little guys in Maryland are in that too.
Yeah, Maryland. We're trying to get some information from New York and New Jersey as well. So it's you know, those are the states that we have coverage on right now. So it's just not a localized magazine from any one area. Just like the website, you can go to the website, and instead of going to message board A or message board B and, you know, seeing what they're doing, you can go to this one website, and you got multiple sections from all over the place where you can click on to see what's going on in those areas without having to go to those individual websites. I mean, you can still do that, but everything is combined on one page at Grudge Inc.
Right, sounds good. Hey, thumbs up on your show, man. It's a good show. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. It's been forever. You know, somebody needs to do this.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm trying. I would like to get a Grudge Inc. belt for Grudge Racing, per se, for the area. In any specific class, because in my opinion, in what I'm seeing, just with the Outlaw Pro Street stuff that we're doing, having this belt along with winning the pot money,
that belt holds so much prestige behind it. I don't know why, but it does. A lot of people gun for that belt. It's something that you can, you know, hang your hat on, say I'm the man. I guess it's just like winning the title fight in a boxing match. You know what I mean?
Right.
That defines you as being the shit. So
right.
When you win that belt, and that's saying something. Along with you winning the money and grudge racing and, you know, you running for the pot, that's cool. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But that belt got a lot of meaning behind it.
Right.
If we can get that going as far as grudge racing, man, it'll be a whole other world here. Just like Mike Hill and Rock come out with this new world order thing that they're doing at Piedmont, it'll be the same thing.
Right. Now, do they got a belt for, like, everything, like 275 all the way up to, you know, 10
pounds? It's not as specific. The way they classified it on the website, you had a back half or Outlaw Pro Street. You had a Pro Mod. You had a big block nitrous stock suspension, big block nitrous back half, small block nitrous stock suspension. You know what I mean? Or small block. I think the guy just won it down there at Macon. White Boys Race Team with a Monte Carlo. They won. I don't know what motorcycle they got, but it was 28. 28
They won
the
nitrous G body on
28th belt. Was that defined by motor size? Was small block or big block?
No, that one was just had to be a nitrous G body on 28th.
Yeah, they got, you know, G body race like that. Nitrous G body on 28th, nitrous G body on 29th, Fox body on 28th, Fox body on 29th, nitrous. Or you got an extreme class. Extreme would be any type of power adder, whether it be turbo, pro charger, blower, or nitrous.
Now let me say that since he said about the drag radio. If you run a 28, you can always correspond a 28 10 with a 275 radio. Or if you run 29W slick, it's the same as a 315. I mean, you can change to either or. So it's just not specific for slicks, but you generally have in the extreme classes you can run a 29W or a 315 slick, and in the 28 class, it's a 28 or a 275 radio.
Right, and while we're talking about 275 and stock suspension, who's this Hollywood from last week talking all this crap on the air with you?
Man, I've been trying to find her. I swear to God, he ruffled so many feathers last week. I thought I put my finger on it Sunday, and the guy I thought it was, he said that wasn't him. So I don't know.
That's who we need to get on the phone. We got something for Hollywood.
Okay. May I ask who you are?
What's that?
What's your name, caller?
Keith.
Keith?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Keith, my number is easily accessible, so maybe you can get with me and we can find out who Hollywood is, and maybe y'all can lock something in or lock it in on the show.
All right. That sounds good.
But I appreciate you calling, and I appreciate your support with the show and what we're trying to do for the area and all that good stuff like that. Maybe we can get some of these guys from our area to travel down south. That's the ultimate goal, to get some guys from here to team up to travel down south and show the south that
exactly.
The DMV area ain't nothing to be played with.
I hear you. Well, it was good talking to you, and I'll see you at the track. I want to get one of them magazines from you.
All right, make sure you find me. I got him in my truck.
Okay, Rick. Thank you, man.
All right, thanks. Appreciate you. Hey, if you ain't going nowhere, just keep stay tuned with us and finish out the rest of the show.
All right, I'm gonna mute it now.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Charles, can you please click him on? He's been waiting for an hour and half.
Who was that? Who?
Charles. He's on here. He's been on here for like
Yeah, I asked you earlier, what number was he calling from? You said you didn't know.
301.
4-6-8. Okay, hey, Mick, can you get 301-4-6-8-7-0?
Okay. 301-4-6-8-7. Your mic is open.
Yeah, I would never in life wait on another show to talk, but I'm so disappointed at the Virginia boys for not coming up there jumping all over your ass, Rick, because it's so pitiful for you to go out there and bracket race. You don't understand why them boys all over you.
Well, again, I mean, you got your philosophy.
Well,
I'm going to tell you.
I'm going to let you know, because you're a personal friend of mine, your father, and you. Anytime you're going to go out there and bracket race and people see numbers, they're supposed to be all over you. And you're
exactly.
going to have that.
That's not something that I'm worried about. Why? Because I've been bracket racing. I've been class racing. So since I've been class racing, everybody has seen what I run. I wasn't worried about nobody seeing what I ran. I don't care.
Oh. Okay. Well.
So the object is you seeing what I run. So you know what you got to go to beat me. That's why the people that accepted me to say they want to race me because they see what's on the board. Now, they don't know whether I'm all out, I'm bullshitting, I'm half-assing, or I just,
well, can
I ain't got
well, let me give you a trick. Okay, well, maybe they don't, but if you listen to you, you can tell exactly what you're doing. You half-assing and bullshitting. I'm going to tell you, because you sit on the phone and these people keep asking you questions, and you go right back and contradict what you were saying from the giddy-up. Now you say your motor was hurt, but you can come out and run somebody half-ass?
The motor is hurt.
What I'm saying to you is, how in the hell are you going to come out and run somebody half-ass if your motor's hurt? Now, you just paid three people.
That's what I'm saying to you, Rick.
You're sitting there saying something was wrong with your car. You done paid three people. Now, on the phone today, you're going to bring up that you would run somebody half-ass. Everybody on this radio show heard that. What I'm saying to you is, if that's how it is, or you think that you can go so much faster than what you show, right, why talk about it? You don't speak on that if you sign a drug race.
I didn't talk about it, Troy. See,
yes, you did, Rick.
Hold. Wait a minute.
I heard the conversation since 8 o'clock on hold.
All right. Well, the conversation that you missed was yesterday on Roger's show. I called in on Roger's show after I got finished doing the compression test on the car. So once I saw the numbers on the motor, they said, all right, well, if they want to run, fuck it, go ahead and run. That's when I called in Roger's show. Roger texted me, said, the show come on. I said, what's the number? He texted me the number, I called back. I told him the same thing last night. You asked me a question, I'm giving you an answer. The numbers on the motor ain't high enough or where it should be, but they said go ahead and run. All right, so I'm confident enough with what I have run to go ahead and run them anyway.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, I understand
so
that.
So I'm not contradicting myself. I told them.
I told them
the motor ain't up on power.
Okay,
leave it like that.
And we can race Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Wherever you want to go this week, the black and orange car will run you. With my nephew.
No,
you don't have to
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Troy, I mean, this is crazy stuff right there.
No. You said you would run this week, and we would go to Capitol this week. We would go to Capitol Sunday.
Or
we can go to Dinwiddie this week.
Okay.
Well, we can go to Dinwiddie this week.
We can go to the creek Sunday. I mean,
the creek is closed Sunday. You know it's a bike meet Sunday.
Okay, so we got to wait.
Where else can you go?
I mean, it ain't going to be nowhere now because I got to work tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just trying to find out where you were going. But what I'm saying to you as a friend to friend, when you're talking, just listen to what you say. Go back and listen to your radio show, man. Anybody that's in this good game, they can re-rate through you just like you and put everything on a scripture and put it on a piece of paper for everybody.
Let me explain it to you better this way. All right. I said what I said because I was pissed off at the shit that I heard that John said about me on the Pro Stock Joe video.
I understand that, but you said that. I understand.
Therefore,
hold up. I'm trying to tell you something. So therefore, I was talking out of, I was really talking out of anger, but I stood behind what the hell I'm saying.
Okay.
So I didn't call out you or Pete or Kenny. You know what I'm saying? I went directly to John. But since John wanted to downplay it and say, oh, his shit hurt, but well, who you need to be jumping on is Kenny. I said, all right, well, fuck it, we'll run him too.
All right.
But Pete got so much mouth, and Pete got on fucking Facebook and switched his damn story up of what was actually or what actually happened.
Okay.
That's why I'm pissed with him now.
Oh, okay. Well, I understand that, but let me tell you from friend to friend. You know how long I've been doing this. What I'm saying is, yeah, you can get pissed off in it, but guess what? When you're in this good game, you're going to have that. So all that you got to keep to yourself. No matter what, you got to keep that to yourself. Don't let nobody get into your head, because that's what this grudge game is about. They get in your head, they're going to get in your pocket. Believe that. And if they get in your pocket, you ain't going to do this shit long. I can guarantee you that. So that's first and foremost. That's from friend to friend. I wouldn't give a damn who it is. That's my nephew, and I was going to run him. But he's driving a black and orange car. Whenever he want to drive, he definitely can drive the car. But I was just saying to you, it was things that I heard that you said that you shouldn't have said out your mouth. So that's why I wanted to comment on what was going on.
That's
so,
not a,
you know,
that's not a problem.
Cool.
I mean, I respect your point of view.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Just keep your cool about what's going on, because you get up on there and you tell too much of your own business. That's all I'm saying to you.
I mean, well,
so
you know, I look at it this way, Troy. You say, or you view it as, I tell too much of my business, all right? But what I need for you to understand, or anybody else to understand, is my business already out there. Because
No, it's not, Rick. I've been class racing and grudge running all my life, and it's never been out there.
Your business is out there. You know why I'm going to say that?
I'm going to go back
and give you an example with Mississippi Joe and Big Low. All right? Tony Bynes, Mississippi Joe, they only ran Big Low because they already knew where that man went. All right? Big Low is behind the eight ball on ET, so they already knew they had him covered. You see what I'm saying? Now, Mississippi Joe is scared to run a car here that's set up just like him for his extreme G body build. Why? Because they can't get no information on the man.
I know exactly what car you're talking about. I understand all that. But that's the game that I'm telling you, point of view of what you just said, that's the same thing that you should be thinking about on your own behalf.
But I don't, that's
you
what I'm
saying.
I don't care about that, because my information already out there.
Your information
everybody,
is not out there,
you know,
Rick.
This is what I'm saying, because it came down to what it had been, Mark Hayes, Styles, Super Slow Stang.
You said Styles. Who that?
Nobody really, but I'm just giving out
names. Please don't give that name.
I'm saying this because these people have put my information out there, my motor size, how many systems I got, all this kind of shit. You see what I'm saying? So my information
ain't nobody
is already
in the world
out there.
To Styles. Unless it's a kid that dropped out of kindergarten. But please don't say Styles' name, baby. Man, you just hurt my tag on something. I was going to get me something to eat.
No, I'm not going to say his name. I'm just saying, you know, people have already put my information out there. So if there was something that I was trying to hide, they done already dropped the ball on me.
Well, can
you know
I say
mean?
One thing? All right, well, listen, Rick. This is what I'm saying to you.
Because the dude, Welfare Willie, was on the phone, they had a connection when I asked the man, you know, what Camaro are you working on? They called around talking about, oh, we got the car in the shop, putting a bigger motor in it.
Okay, I understand that, but can I say one thing?
Yes, sir.
If there, listen to what I'm saying. From what you're saying, the names that you named, you saying that they put numbers out on your car. From what you saying also to everybody on this radio show, the numbers that they gave must be right. What I'm telling you is, you should not comment on that.
I didn't say any numbers. I said
I didn't say the numbers. You said that they was given
numbers and information. That's what you said. Am I right? The host? Is the host on the phone, please? The one, the guy that pushed one sometimes.
Mick.
Yeah, I'm online.
Isn't that what he said?
I didn't hear him say they mentioned a time on his car. I heard he said they mentioned the cubic inch size and the numbers on his car.
He said the numbers on his car and the size motors. That's just what that man
said. I said the cubic, what size cubic inch motor I got, how many systems on my motor.
When you get off this show,
we're going to talk about this right now because I'm going to tell you this. When I ran Saturday, ain't a motherfucker soul know when I ran Saturday until the semifinals. Why? Because that's when they turned the fucking clock on when I ran. Why? Because my car had no time on it, and the people in the tower, instead of them registering my car as a class car, they kept putting my time up there as a no time. So nobody knew what I ran to the semifinals.
Oh, okay. Well, you did the right thing by being broke Saturday or Sunday. I swear you did. Was that number they put up?
I didn't do the right thing by anything.
You wasn't going to whoop nobody.
That's your
J.T. Richardson, John, Pete, Kenny, I'm mad at all of y'all. Because y'all on there talking about, I ain't coming to Maryland. All of them is half an hour from Maryland. They won't go to Maryland. I've been over Maryland all over the top of your ass.
Well,
if you told me to come to Maryland tonight,
well, please,
I would have been there.
Please talk them into it.
Maryland closes
this weekend. The same shit that I told Styles on the phone last night, don't worry about my car being hurt. I'm willing to go out there and blow the bottom end out of the motherfucker just to show you how much a racer I am, that I'm not a fake-ass racer, and that I'm not scared of y'all.
If it's broke, goddamn it, fix it. You already know it's broke. Don't blow it up.
If one go down, the motor get ready to come out the shop with Sam McCall for
more.
So it just don't even
thing.
Matter.
Look, you can blow it up. It might not be the same motor you got to put back together now. I done done it. So don't do that. You already said the motor hurt. Take it down. And I want y'all Virginia guys get off Tricky Ricky because that's my friend. Leave him alone. Please leave him alone before he blows his goddamn motor up. Don't do it, y'all.
King Arthur said,
don't do it. Leave him alone.
Now I got to give me another shot of medicine tonight.
Don't worry about it. Take the time.
But I'm just listening.
I'm going to let somebody else talk because these guys are talking all night. I know somebody else on that line because I was on the line for 2 hours.
You can thank your nephew P for that because I asked him what number was you calling from. He didn't know.
Jay Barnes, do he pay for phone bills? I ain't got that $50 a month thing. Does anybody pay for phone bills? I'm just asking.
Well, thank your nephew Pete for you holding on since he didn't know what number
you
calling
from. No. I'm going to thank you with an answer. I'm going to give you. As soon as you get one of them calls back up and running, I'm going to whoop your ass.
Well, as he just told you, y'all 30 minutes from the track. So all you got to do is come to the track.
We got no problem traveling, Rick. That's not a problem.
That's the problem. I don't know who that was, but
that was
people
Kenny.
Talking
hey,
to somebody
all
else.
All of them got my back, Rick. You're going to boil you in trouble. Who would you ask for everything
it's
we got?
It's all about.
If I was going to travel 3 hours to Capitol tomorrow night, I got no problem traveling. They're just trying to get you to come to Denver to support the show.
Kenny, that's what y'all was supposed to say at first. That stuff y'all said on there, I ain't agree with that. And J.C. Richardson, he lied too. I'm going to get him straight because he cannot hold that track over 11 o'clock. Now, I'm betting that.
I didn't say over 11 o'clock. I said I can hold that motherfucker till you get there.
Okay. Well, he's getting there before 11.
You get there straight.
No, I'm asking you, J.C. So you said if he get there after 11, you can get a race on?
I said I can hold it till 11. After 11,
no,
you did not say that.
That's why I want to get it straight. You didn't say
well,
that.
Well, if he leave home, he should be there before 11 anyway.
Yeah, I know what time it stopped.
We paid for it.
I was in the burnout at 10:59, and they stopped me.
damn sure was, Troy, and I was right behind you.
I was right behind you.
God damn it,
you know
he was shining
before. Well,
well,
well, 10 before 11 then.
That's how you fix that. Yeah, that's all nothing. I ain't got no problem with that. I just had to let JC know that he said something was wrong.
And I hope he was because I would both of them shit he got.
Man, just get somebody out there so I can rake their ass.
Hey, hey, JC, just tell him to get there before 11 o'clock, man. That's all I was saying.
Yeah, just get there for 10:59.
Nah, more okay, like 9:59.
If Rick come to Virginia, it's going to be a long night for him, boy.
I'm going to make sure he gets the short road. Every time he got grudge, man, I'm going to make sure he can get to the tree for anybody else race.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about, JC. Because you all right with me. I just want you to get that straight. That's all.
Hey, JC, you can make a special lane. Just make lane number one for Rick.
That's right.
He goes straight to the number one line right there. Straight up.
I'm going to tell him, set the battery charger in the lane one.
And by the way, JC, while you're working on your raises, give me a raise, too. I'm coming, too.
Who is it?
Well, now you don't know who it is. Typical old motherfucker. who is this?
JC, time, y'all. Y'all go ahead, Rick. Tell them like you tell everybody. It's time to go to the next caller. All right.
Yeah. I appreciate you calling me, voicing your opinion, and saying your side.
But Ricky, I'm letting you know you're a personal friend of mine. You know how far we go way back. But that's all I was saying. You can't let them guys get up under your skin, because if they do, you tell them too much.
He might be a Philly. I spank him, get his ass when I got phone.
Hey, Rick.
I'm waiting on you, Rick.
Trigger, Ricky.
All that stuff doesn't matter to me. That shit don't rattle me. It don't bother me. You know. So
if you told me it did, Rick, hold, back up.
No, I'm talking. The shit talking doesn't bother me. None of that rattle me.
Why?
You may
get
under my skin and piss me off. But that's not going. That doesn't do anything to me physically. So if that's why you doing it. To think you're going to get me out of my game, that's what I'm saying. That doesn't bother me.
Hey, Rick, I don't think I want to read because y'all think I can't drive. So I'm going to show y'all
I ain't never say nothing about you couldn't drive.
I'm going to show you I can.
I don't think you're good on the tree, but if that's what you're talking about, okay. That's just my opinion.
You hear what Rock told Brown a while ago? Didn't matter who's going to leave for, you're going to run them down. Okay.
Well, you couldn't do it. Did you do it? Could you do it, John, since you want to talk? Could you do it?
Hey, you want
to
know.
No, just ask the question. Yes or no? Could you do it?
Well, we're going to get your chance.
You're
going to get your chance again.
Right. John, can you answer this question for the world?
No, hey, Rick, no, he did not run you down.
No, be quiet. John, can you answer this question for the world? Could you do that?
I didn't do it because I have malfunction.
No, I don't want to hear all the goddamn excuses. You couldn't do it. John couldn't do it because he thought me and his driver had some shit going on where he bet with me and the way I left him on the starting line. So I don't want to hear that about
him. Like his driver, because I was about to say the same thing.
What more you want?
Say that again, Pete.
I said the license driver, because I was about to say the same thing. He beat three cars at the gate. I was about something wrong with him, too.
Right. So you think it's going to be different with you?
Damn.
Yeah, you ain't no good on the tree, neither.
But I'm
going to
bust your ass
safe.
On the tree. I can promise you that.
We can bet on the light.
Hey, Rick, you got to text you back yet?
I ain't gonna look at my phone, man. I'm halfway in the truck trying to charge my phone, but my phone going dead at the same time.
Boy, them boys trying to get on your ass, Rick. You ain't getting no
ain't gonna be dead, nigga, but a week or two.
Say that again.
About it. You ain't got a pay toll going back, so we can see you back broke.
Now, I don't plan on coming back broke.
Hey.
What Bob Town say that thing was? The Kool-Aid face?
Yeah, that's going to be y'all.
since y'all think it's a cakewalk. But it's all good. It's all in fun. I appreciate it. I like to be the underdog.
Hey, Reagan, one thing we all talked to each other, we said, look, we're running Rick. Nobody finishes on red lighting so we can get behind him and catch him because we know you're slow.
If that's the case, y'all can give me the kick.
Nah, you got to take it, but we just ain't love with it.
I would take it. Don't worry. I'm going to take it.
Should we give it back to her? What else more you want? Take something on your own.
I'm going to take a whole lot on my own. I'm going to take some shit that y'all motherfuckers ain't going to come back from.
But maybe you're going to bet on a tree. I'm going to bet I'm going to get to your ass.
Man, you couldn't beat a 520 car.
You're right, y'all.
So be quiet, please.
Stop telling your ET too, buddy.
I ain't telling no ET. I just said, hey, man, you go online and see that race.
What race?
That final. They got the time on the internet. What you ran and what he ran.
Hey, I went a 580. I blew the tires off. I mean, so what? That's the same.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You lost a 520 car.
Yeah, you're right. I was in the puddle a few, and I was out the groove. So, I mean, like, wow, that's saying a whole lot. Okay. Wow.
You can get in the groove. You can do everything you
okay.
get.
Well, I tell you what. Since you want to talk, you couldn't beat a 520 car.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I won't drive in them, but we gonna find out what's gonna happen.
Well, why don't you get behind the wheel, John? I mean, you make all these excuses about why you just fucking drive and all that.
On the 8th. You show up on the 8th, we're gonna show you who drives.
Are you gonna drive?
On the 8th. Did you look at your phone yet to see if them guys gonna do the race on the 8th or what? Please look at your phone.
Man, them guys don't want that trouble, man. They ain't coming in for that ass cut, man.
Don't worry. I'm going to call you tomorrow.
June 8th?
My battery's
July.
About to go dead.
Is that July? Right. June 8th? Or July?
No, next Friday. Next Friday.
Plug it in the cigarette lighter, Trigger.
Hey, JT, go on cancel that race for tomorrow and put it on the 8th, man.
Y'all get me to that point again. I'm about to say fuck it and put that bitch on the open trailer like I did the last time and come down the road.
JC? Hey, JC.
Now, I'm
Trigger,
okay.
Go.
What did he say? Oh, okay.
Trigger, right, you JC. Plugged your phone into your cigarette lighter.
Well, I tell you what, if Rick them name, he ain't gonna want no pink because all four of the cars are black, so he gonna put some black on his ass. All the cars got black on them, so they're going to put some paint on them every time they work.
But fuck our car black. That shit don't mean nothing.
JC going to put some silver stripes on his ass.
Well, I'm going to put some orange ones on it.
Yeah, I'm going to put some blue ones on it. You have a multicolored car by the time the night's over.
You ain't going to do that neither.
It's like the rainbow. We call it the Rainbow 69.
Hey, but look, you know what? I'm happy that I'm defending y'all attendance. Because apparently y'all ain't at the race nobody else. So I'm glad I'm able to, get y'all guys riled up to do something.
Hey, Rick, you don't want that wheel race. Well, Styles race too, but, I mean,
motherfucking race.
Man, we got to give you props for that, Rick. At least you don't race.
Say what, John?
I ain't saying nothing.
Man, Rick tried to race.
He going against the center block wall, but at least he will race.
Yeah,
hey,
he has to go into a brick wall.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Ricky, it's 10:18.
Yeah, I was trying to get to them. All right, well, we out of time. Again, I appreciate all who called in. Short Dog, Mike Hill, Rock, William Brown, Jane, the Four Horsemen, John, Pete, Kenny.
You'll kill him.
All supporters of the show. Mr. J. Boss, I appreciate Grudge Inc. again for giving us the show. Eric Van Drews. If everybody could, go to GrudgeInc.us, check out the website, join. Again, y'all can see me for a free copy of the Grudge Inc. magazine. If you'd like to get one, a subscription. You can sign up at grudgeinc.us or give me your information and I can send it in directly to them. I think that's about it for me in closing. I ain't made no more
come across any more haters. So till the next time, where I can get down and race somebody.
Hey, Rick, we can sell them TR racing shirts, man. Those nice little shirts, man. You got to get us some.
You talking about the white one that I had on or the black one?
Yeah, the white one. I like them.
Well, that was like a one-off. I did that. That was actually for my classes. But to do the shirts, because I haven't got with a T-shirt company yet, it's a little expensive for me, and I'm kind of doing it out of pocket in the mall. So if anybody was interested in the shirt, it's going to be like $25. The shirt's printed on the shirt's printed on a very high quality T-shirt. The T-shirt by itself is $14, and the print is $15. So I'm paying for the rest of it out of pocket.
Hold up, Rick. 14 and 15 is 29.
You got tax, brother.
But you said the shirt was $25.
You got tax, brother. How much you think a $14 shirt plus tax is? How much you think a $14.99 print is plus tax?
He's gonna pay the whole $5 with his pocket just so somebody gonna buy it. Because I'm letting anybody gonna buy it.
I just said I'm coming out of the pocket to pay for the rest of it.
Well, he's going to pay for the pocket just so he can sell them and get a fan. Because over there, I wasn't there about to buy anyone.
I also stated I wasn't with a T-shirt company yet to get a shirt printed. So, I mean, God, come on, man.
Hey, don't get mad at you, Dad. You're going to get any feelings again, man. We're just messing with you, man.
I ain't getting at my feelings. I don't know if he's not coherent in what I'm saying or he's illiterate or what.
I heard you say the T-shirts were $25.
I said you had to give me $25. It's $14 for the shirt and $14.99 plus the print.
That was $29.
Hey, Rick, when you come down on the 8th.
Wait a minute. You need to do your math, John, and learn how to add taxes, okay? You don't go to the gas pump and get gas and don't pay tax, okay? You don't go in the store and buy something and don't pay tax.
Hey.
Brother.
It's only with him in those covers on T-shirt. We all do is whack the car with him anyway.
Hey, look, once you pay for it, I don't give a fuck what you do with it.
Hey,
Pete, tell him we have some nice black horseman shirts, but he can get them in by the time he comes down 8.
Yeah. That's fine. Y'all were supposed to have me one for Sunday, but you didn't. So, I mean.
We had them in there. Oh, you just asked for one.
Why I need to ask? Y'all told me y'all had a shirt for me. I mean, that's kind of contradicting yourself then.
Y'all even
talked
to me about the shirt right there at the trailer, but y'all didn't hand me a shirt.
Well, we normally give it to the people after we whoop them. So you didn't get whooped. You just paid.
You whooped me. Y'all got $500 from me, and JC got three.
We didn't want that.
I couldn't. That didn't go towards getting the shirt?
No. Because see, the shirt we got, you said I got my hands with. So
man, y'all worse than
mail order, man. I can't deal with y'all, man. Nah, man. See, the shirt we got for you, I got my ass ripped, but see, you didn't get your ass ripped, so we couldn't get the shirt.
All right, well, look, y'all have my shirt ready for me next week. We out of time. I appreciate everybody calling in. Until next Thursday, I'll see y'all then.
Later.
Bye, Rick. Yeah.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
No, you.